Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the transcendental lover in the land of Braja, the delight of Gokula. Krishna is meek name of Krishna, the wealth of the lips of gopis. He steals the mind of even Cupid and punishes the Kaliya serpent. This pure holy name of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectar and pastimes of Krishna, is the Lord of the 12 forests of Braja. He is very youthful and is the best of lovers. He is always playing on a flute and he is an excellent dresser. Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Braja, the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties, and keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaj's cows, the giver of pleasure to the cows' land and spiritual senses, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the butter thief, and the beautiful coward boy of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna wanders along the banks of river Jamuna. He stole the garments of the young damsels of Braja, who are bathing there. He delights in the mellows of the rasa dance. He is very merciful, the lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani, the great dancer of Vrindavan, and the shelter and only refuge of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Hare Krishna. So this verse is written in blackboard, that is about appearance of the Lord Sri Krishna. This is supposed to, I told to write this verse. Okay, anyhow, this verse already chanted, and this purport also already you have heard. So, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no doubt. Ete changsa kala pungsa Krishna stu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulang lokam rahyanti juge juge. Beginning of Bhagavatam, this is mentioned that Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. And Brahma Sangita also same thing is telling about Brahma. Told that Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachida Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. But in our Gaudiya Parampara, or in Bhagavatam, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, we see there is two Krishna, one is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, another is son of Yashoda and Nanda. They are the same personality or they are different personality? The same personality, but still Yashoda Nanda and Krishna, he appeared only once in one day of Brahma. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving his instruction to Sanatana Goswami. He mentioned Vaivasvata nama yai saptama manvantara sataisa chaturjuga tahara antara athaisa chaturjuga dvaparara sese dhamera sahita hai krishnera prakase. Within one day of Brahma, about 14 different manus they ruled, starting from Swayambhu Manu, the first Manu. Then when the ruling period of the Vaivasvata Manu, the seventh Manu came, one Manu rules about 71 Chaturjugas. So altogether there is 1000 Chaturjugas within the ruling of Brahma, and only one Chaturjuga, that is during seventh Manu, Vaivasvata Manus, he ruled 71 Chaturjuga, but starting from first, it goes up to 27 Chaturjuga finished. That means Satya, Tatya, Dwapara, Kali, that 27 times comes and go. Then when the 28th circle came, then in that end of the Dwapara, who appeared? Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, who is Golok Bihari, who resides in Goloka, he appeared. Only once in one day of Lord Brahma. That was the previous Dwapar. This is now, this is the ruling of Swayam, and the Vaivaswata Manu is going on, and that is, this is the 28th Yuga circle. So that's why the previous Dwapar, Lord Sri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, he from Goloka Vrindavan, he himself appeared as the son of Mother Jasoda and Nanda. Nanda and Jasoda are the eternal father of Krishna. So, but what happened then in other, in every Chaturjuga, what happened? So any every Dwapar, like there is 1,000 Chaturjugas in one day of Brahma, then there is 999 Chaturjugas. So in Dwapara also there is Krishna came. He also Krishna, but he is not Brajendra Nandan. He is not Swayam Bhagavan Krishna from Goloka. He appeared, Vishnu appeared as Krishna in every Dwapara. That is his main purpose is to paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge, to fulfill the desires of the devotees and to kill the demons. Specifically, Lord Vishnu appeared to kill demons. So we see in this pastimes also, Krishna appeared in Kamsa's the jail, that is Vasudeva Krishna, he is Vishnu. And his purpose is to kill demons. He kills demons, but the Jasodanandan Krishna, he never engaged in such activities. He is known as Govinda and Gopal. His main activity is to herding cows and to have his childhood pastimes and his pastimes with gopis, dancing in rasa. Krishna never take any opens. The Brajendra Nandan Krishna, he don't have any opens. There is only one open. What is this? It is not open. That is a musical instrument, only flute. Right? Only Vishnu has opens like conch, disc, lotus and club. This is the weapons of Lord Vishnu. So that's why the son born in the Kamsa's jail, he is Vasudeva, he is Vishnu, he is Vasudeva and Devaki's son. And from his very birth, he saw these symptoms of Lord Vishnu wearing all these, or holding all these weapons in his four hands. But his son, as Mother Jasoda, he is very sweet. Here is opulence and there is sweetness. So how Krishna appeared, who is his, this is Srila Prabhupada gave a summary that there was a king in Mathura, his name was Maharaj Devamidha. This is from the Kshatriya dynasty in two lines, one is from the sun god, another from moon god. It's called Surya dynasty and Chandra dynasty. Sun dynasty and moon dynasty. So sun dynasty is very glorious because Lord Ramachandra appeared in that dynasty. And moon dynasty is glorious because Lord Sri Krishna appeared in this particular dynasty. And in this moon dynasty, there is a great king, his name was Maharaj Devamidha. He was king of Mathura. And Maharaj Devamidha has two queens. One queen is from the Kshatriya community and another from Vaishya community. So the son that appeared from the wife of Kshatriya, the Kshatriya wife, his name becomes Sursen. Later on he became the king of Mathura. And the son appeared from the Vaishya queen, his name becomes Parjanya. So father is the same, but mother is different. Father is Maharaj Devamidha, but because of the wives, one from Kshatriya community, one from Vaishya. So Sursen, the son of महाराज सॉरी महाराज देवमीढ़ ही बिकम द रूलर ऑफ मथुरा एंड देन वसुदेव बिकम द सन ऑफ सुरसेन सुरसेन वसुदेव वसुदेव बिकम द सन ऑफ सुरसेन सिमिलरली द पर्जन्य बर्न फ्रॉम द वैश्य वाइफ ऑफ महाराज देवमीढ़ ही सन बिकम पर्जन्य एंड पर्जन्य एज फाइव सन लाइक उपनंद अभिनंद नंद सुनंद नंदन देर फाइव सन्स ऑफ पर्जन्य सो ही बिकम ही मेक इज किंगडम इन नंदग्राम नंदग्राम इज प्राइमरी किंगडम एंड पर्जन्य वॉज रूलिंग ऑन द वैश्य कम्युनिटी कृषि गोरक्षा वाणिज्य दोज वी आर एंगेज इन दिस एक्टिविटीज ही वॉज रूलिंग देम एंड व्हेन पर्जन्य बिकम ओल्ड सो ही वॉन्टेड टू जस्ट हैंड ओवर हिज रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू अपॉइंट समवन सम वन ऑफ हिज सन एज द किंग ऑफ द वैश्य कम्युनिटी सो उपनंद वॉज द एल्डेस्ट सन सो अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रिंसिपल ही इज सपोज टू बी द नेक्स्ट किंग बट ऑन द डे इन विच उपनंद वॉज डिक्लेयर एज द किंग ऑफ ब्रज देर इज वसुदेव ऑल्सो वॉज प्रेजेंटेड देर मेनी ग्रेट पर्सनालिटीज मेनी सेजेस दे आर प्रेजेंटेड बट उपनंद वॉल्यूंटरली टूक हिज क्राउन एंड ही क्राउन्ड हिज ओन यंगर ब्रदर नंद महाराज एज द किंग ऑफ ब्रज एंड इट पुट द तिलक ऑन हिज फोरहेड एंड डिक्लेयर फ्रॉम टूडे नॉट उपनंद इज द किंग ऑफ ब्रज द किंग ऑफ ब्रज इज नंद सो ही विल बी नोन एज नो फ्रॉम टूडे ही विल बी नोन एज नंद महाराज सो एवरीवन वाज एस्टोनिश्ड हाउ व्हाट इज दिस हाउ इट इज हैपेंड सो उपनंद टोल्ड बिकॉज ही इज द मोस्ट क्वालिफाइड एमंग अवर ब्रदर्स एज गुण कर्म विभाग स ही इज मोर क्वालिफाइड सो दैट्स व्हाई ही शुड or the ruler of this Braja. In this way, Nanda Maharaj become the king of Braja and Vasudev become king of Mathura. So there is a relation before between Nanda and Vasudev, their brothers, from the same Chandra dynasty. Though only because of mothers are from Kshatriya and Vaishya, so they are in different way. One become the Kshatriya king, one become the king of the Vaishyas. So Nanda Maharaj, as you have already heard the story how Vasudev got married to whom? Devaki. And on his very the marriage procession, and they were riding on chariot, they say, and Kamsa was himself, was the chariot driver, and the sound came from the sky. That you foolish Kamsa, you are driving this chariot. You don't know. This is to whom you are considering your beloved sister, this Devaki. The eighth child from her womb will kill you. Hearing just this woman, this voice from the sky, immediately Kamsa was a demon. Just got hold of bunch of hair of Devaki in his left hand and right hand, he took his sword and to kill in the spot. Then Vasudev finally how pacify Kamsa. There is great story, I am not going to detail all these things. So in this way, how Vasudev finally pacified Kamsa is telling that you have no danger with your sister. The sister is not going to kill you. The son of your sisters are your enemy, specifically the eighth son. But now I am promising you, Vasudev, when the son in future they will born from womb of your sister Devaki, one after another, I definitely hand over all the son to your hand. So because Vasudev was very famous for his truthfulness, and comes a belief on the words of Vasudev, and so he released them. And when the first son born to Devaki and Vasudev, his name was Kirtiman. And Vasudev, to keep his word, he brought this very newly born child to hand over to Kamsa. But that time Kamsa's heart become melted. He is a demon, but still seeing this truthfulness and this behavior, such humble and behavior of Vasudev, he told, "Okay, Vasudev, you can return and take back this child with you. I have no fear from this. Only the eighth child is supposed to kill me. You can return back this child with you." But Vasudev then thanks. He tell Kamsa, "Thank you," but within his mind, he could not believe the words of Kamsa, because Kamsa was a demon. At any time he can change his decision. So that happened. In the meantime, Narada Muni came to Kamsa and he saw that if this Kamsa develop this such type of good qualities in his character, and he will not become enemy of Devaki and Vasudeva, and he will not chastise them or not punish them, then how Lord will appear quickly. So he wanted to see the Lord to appear very soon and have to perform his pastimes. So he came to Kamsa. Kamsa's door, then he sent message through the doorkeeper, "Tell Kamsa, Narada Muni wants to meet you." Kamsa personally welcome Narada Muni. Narada Muni is such a personality. He is Ajata Satru. Even the demons, whether it's demigods or any in three worlds, everywhere Narada Muni can move and can be welcomed by everywhere. So Kamsa welcomed Narada Muni and he gave him a nice seat for his own seat. Now he told Narada Muni to sit on the same throne. And he worshipped Narada Muni, pleased Narada Muni with sweet words. Then Narada Muni told, "Okay, and Kamsa, I am very much pleased with you. But one thing, coming from the heavenly planet and saw through the Indra's Nandan Kanan garden, and through this Chitraratha garden site, I saw there is the whole demigods, they are doing a Ishtagoshti. There are all 33 crores demigods there. And Indra was there, Brahma is there, Shiva is there, all the great demigods are sitting there. And so I also went and sit down with my, Veena, with my musical instrument, I also sit down in there. Then I heard what they are talking. So they are all engaged in discussing how to kill all the demons in this earthly planet. And among the all other demons, your name in the top list. Kamsa, then Jarasandha, then Banasura, then all this Shishupala, Dantabakra, all the demons' name was there, and they are making Ishtagoshti and planning how to kill all these demons. So your name is top list. Kamsa now become again in the anxiety. Now these demigods are planning to kill me. Then Narada Muni told, "I am telling you a very secret thing. You do not know. Now in this Jaduvamsa, in your this Jadu dynasty, and also in Nandamara's place in Gokul, many demigods and demigoddesses are already born there, in different shapes, different forms. Even you are considering to whom your father, your brother or all relatives, they are all demigods here. Even in the Bhoja dynasty, Andhaka dynasty, and in Jadu dynasty, they are all demigods, they are all your enemy actually. Don't believe in them. Actually, this woman from the sky, this voice from the sky told that the eighth child will kill you. Devaki is eighth child. The Narada Muni saw, look, this is eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But if you count from this side, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then if you count from here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like this, it is eight, first can be eight, eight can be first. You don't know these demigods. They are very critical in mind, especially Lord Vishnu. Then he told Kamsa, you are in previous life, you are Kalanemi, your name was Kalanemi, and Lord Vishnu killed you in your previous life. So in this life also he appeared to kill you. So don't believe all these things. Just for your benefit, I just inform all this, give this information. Then Kamsa told, oh, Narada Muni is my very well-wisher. He became very happy. Then Kamsa, then Narada Muni left the place. So whatever you like now you can do. I just inform all this. So now Kamsa become furious. He again immediately called Vasudeva, and he took the son, the first son, his name was Kirtiman, killed him in front of just Vasudeva, just throwing him on stone slab. Then he immediately ordered to imprison both Nanda and Devaki and Vasudeva in prison, and with heavy guards and security, closed all the doors, having big locks. So in this way, Vasudeva's situation was here. But in the same time, in Nandama, in a Braja, because in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we believe that Krishna was not only born in Kamsa's jail, but he also took birth in where? In Gokul, as the son of Yashoda. So in Gokul, in the same time, there is a Nanda Maharaj, now king. He was elderly man now, in about 50 years in age, or crossed the feet, like his wife Yashoda. When Nanda Maharaj became king, his wife was Yashoda. One gopa named Sumukha, he gave his daughter in marriage with Nanda Maharaj. And Yashoda, her very name is, signifies that he gives glories. It is mentioned that anyone just see Yashoda, all his activities become auspicious. If someone, after getting up in morning, he see the face of Yashoda, then whole day become auspicious. Anyhow, Yashoda is such an auspicious lady. And so husband and wife, they were very peaceful, but they were also thinking to have a son, that everything was there, but there is not. They did not have a child. So they are talking themselves, what to do, how can, then all the citizens also, the gopas and gopis, they are also in anxieties because the king did not have a son. So after Nanda Maharaj, who will inherit him, who will rule this Braja? So in this way, but Nandam, then they are talking, both husband and wife. And some places mentioned that one time Narada Muni appeared and he suggested them to perform Dwadasi Vrata. They are not performing Ekadasi Vrata. Yashoda, she accepted the suggestion of Narada Muni. So they are performing Dwadasi Vrata. How to perform Dwadasi Vrata, that is also mentioned in Padma Purana. Like Ekadasi Vrata, there is Dwadasi Vrata is also very auspicious. Sometimes we perform Mahadwadasi. So when Ekadasi and Dwadasi in the same tithi. But some people, they perform Dwadasi Vrata, that is more auspicious. Dwadasi Vrata, that is the appearance of Vrindadevi. There is a day of Vrindadevi. That's why in Dwadasi you cannot pick up Tulsi. So Dwadasi Vrata, they are performed for 1 year, very strictly. When they very successfully performed the Dwadasi Vrata for 1 year, then Nanda Maharaj sometimes saw within his heart, or sometimes in his dream, also Yashoda, sometimes in a dream, sometimes whether he's seeing it practical or in dream, they could not understand. They were always seeing a blackish child, very, very sweet, very beautiful child. Sometimes they saw the child within their heart, within their mind, or sometimes they saw, Nandamara saw that one black child is on the lap of Mother Yashoda, sucking milk from her breast. Sometimes like this they saw, whether it's practical or in dream, they are in confusing. So one day Nanda Maharaj asked to Yashoda, I am seeing such things in dream, and sometimes I see, you have a child in your lap, a blackish boy, very sweet, inside a smiling place, if my smiling face is sucking your breast. What is this? This is true. Yashoda told, yes, I am also seeing the same thing, also experiencing the same feelings, but because of same, I could not express to you. So they are talking like that. What is going on? So in this way, then Purnamasi also appeared in the meantime. Purnamasi and Madhumangal, they came together, one elderly lady. From where? From Bhavanti Nagar. Purnamasi is the mother of Sandipani Muni. And Madhumangal, one boy, a young boy came, they come both, because Krishna is going to appear, so they are also in his pastime. So anyhow, Nanda Maharaj gave them place in the bank of Jamuna, make a very nice cottage for them. Everyone now in Braja became very pleased. And then gradually, here also Yashoda also saw the symptoms of pregnancy. So now they are in Basu, in a conscious jail also, Vasudeva and Devaki, Devaki gave birth child one after another, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. The sixth child, they are killed by who? By Kamsa, one after another. So actually this all six children that Kamsa was killed them in a previous life, when Kamsa was Kalanemi, the six son of Devaki, they were the son of Kalanemi in the previous life. That is Prabhupada mentioned in Krishna book. And that before that, these six sons, they are the son of Marichi. When Brahma was running after his own daughter, feeling a lusty desire within, so these six son of Marichi, they were just laughed. They laughed seeing this Brahma's activity. They are a little in a joking mood. Because of they commit offense to Brahma, so they born in demoniac dynasty as the son of Kalanemi. This Kalanemi is son of Hiranyakashipu. So when they appeared as the Kalanemi's son, then the six sons of Kalanemi, they went for great austerity because they wanted also become immortal like Hiranyakashipu. But when Hiranyakashipu understand that these six sons of Kalanemi, they did not, instead of taking shelter at my feet, they went to take shelter of directly, the shelter of Brahma, and they want to be also powerful like me. So Hiranyakashipu cursed them. You all fools should be killed in your next life by your own father, Kalanemi. Is Kalanemi your father? Will born in next life as Kamsa, and you all his sons in this life will be killed in next life by your father Kalanemi. So that same Kalanemi become Kamsa, and he was killing his own sons one after the previous life, this six sons of Kamsa. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is commenting in this regard that actually the six childs are representing six anarthas: kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, mastarya. So in spiritual life, in progress of spiritual path, first we have to give all these anarthas. Unless we finish these anarthas, it is not possible to progress in spiritual life or spiritual path. So these are all six anarthas. Then as Dham, Lord Balaram appeared. He is also the guru. And Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki to make the situation perfect, that Krishna will appear in that womb of Devaki. This whole Brajamandala Dham is also manifestation of Balaram. Balaram himself expanded himself as this Brajadham, also as Navadip Dham. So Balaram, as we know, in seventh, as the seventh child of Devaki, or Balaram entered the womb of Devaki, in the meantime, Rohini was one of the queen of Vasudeva. Vasudeva has 13 queens. So one queen is Rohini. when Kamsa killed one after the child, after sixth child killed, and that time also Rohini was in pregnancy. So maybe Kamsa killed her child also. So Vasudeva told to Rohini, you should go to Braja, somehow or other. You go, you. So in Gopalachampu Jiva Goswami mentioned that in evening time, riding a sea horse, dressing herself like a, what? As a soldier, dressing herself like a soldier and riding a sea horse, then Rohini just, after crossing Jamuna, entered Gokula, the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda, they welcome Rohini. It is just like the meeting of Ganga and Jamuna, Devaki and Nesari, Jasoda and Rohini. They embraced each other, they are just like two sisters. They become very happy being together in Nanda Bhavan. So, in the meantime, Krishna, when even Devaki was in pregnancy, Krishna ordered to Jogamaya Devi. Jogamaya, that you should now go to Kamsa's jail, and Devaki is in my expansion, this past expansion, this Sesa, Ananta Sesa, or Balaram, he is in womb of Mother Devaki. You have to transfer that child from the womb of Mother Devaki to Mother of Mande to womb of Rohini. Krishna can do anything simply by his own will, but this is one of his pastimes. He ordered to Jogamaya Devi, and so that time Rohini was in prayer, also have a child in her womb. Krishna also gave the name, told the Jogamaya Devi, the child born to Mother Rohini will have three names. He will be known as Sankarsana, because he will just transfer from one womb to another. So he will get the name Sankarsana, and he become also get one name Rama, because he will give pleasure to all the residents of Gokula, and also another name will be Balabhadra, Balabhadra Balachayat. No one can be compared in strength and power to Balaram. So even though Krishna was a smaller, the younger brother, but he gave the name to his elder brother, Balaram. So in this way we can know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Krishna Balaram is standing. One time Prabhupada asked, who is more powerful, Krishna or Balaram? Krishna and Balaram both standing together. So according to Shastra, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram except the color. One is blackish and one is white. But who is more powerful? One time Prabhupada asked, then sometimes some told Krishna, some told Balaram, then Krishna, then Prabhupada smiled. You can see actually Balaram is leaning towards Krishna. He is putting his hand on his shoulder, and he is depending on Krishna. Who is the source of all power? He is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Ditya Deha Sri Balaram. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, and Balaram is his past expansion. He is a So, in this way, now Jogamaya Devi just destroyed from the womb of Devaki, he just snatched the child, the embryo, child just, then it is declared that now Devaki is, the child was just lost within his womb. Everyone was in anxiety. Everyone is crying. Someone thinking this Kamsa maybe, by some tantric power or by some way, from his womb he killed now. But actually Kamsa was also, it is mentioned that Kamsa was himself was crying with the crowd. But everyone is blaspheming also Kamsa. He is must be the reason for disappearing this child from the womb of Mother Devaki. In this Jogamaya, then also he is just snatching the child from embryo of Mother Rohini in Braja, because first she was also pregnant. So when I was just taking the child out from the womb of mother Rohini, Rohini was feeling very bad. He just woke up, then Jogamaya Devi just pacify him with sweet words. Oh mother, don't worry, I am putting again your child in your womb. In this way, he placed Balaram again. Balaram remained about 14 months, because 7 months before he was in womb. And after 14 months pregnancy, then Rohini gave birth to the child, Balaram. So after just Balaram appeared in Purnima, and then after 7 days just Krishna appeared. So when Balaram appeared, Balaram was just he was not very active. He was just dumb boy, he was not talking to anything, not looking at anything, just. But when mother Jasoda take Balaram to her lap, then he become very active. He become very peaceful, she started smiling and very active, because Krishna was in the womb of mother Jasoda. So in this way, finally, time came here in Kamsa's jail to give birth. Then mother Devaki became also pregnant. Then an 8th child came to her womb, and he is who? Krishna. When the 8th child of Devaki came to her womb, then all the demigods, they appeared. In the jail of Kamsa's jail, then they started praying to the child within the womb of mother Devaki. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the cause of all causes. Even the Balaram is your first expansion. Even the Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, Karanadaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, Kiradaka Sai Vishnu, they are all your expansions, like they did their big prayers, about 15 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is about demigods prayers, the very upper, very nice prayers. And then they pacify Devaki also. Mother Devaki, don't fear. This child, he within your womb, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is definitely going to kill Kamsa. There is no doubt about it. It is mentioned in Vishnu Purana that even time to time, the demigods and demigoddesses, the wife, husband, wife together, the demigods and demigoddesses, they come to Mother Devaki and to just pacify her. To don't worry about your brother Kamsa. So in this way, when the time come, it is mentioned that Devaki and Jasoda also, they carry Krishna in their womb for 8 months. Generally, the child remain about 9 months, more than that, but after 8 months, Devaki, this verse is telling, this is particularly, this year also, this particular this year, is the same yoga also. The Rohini Nakhetra, this is the month of Bhadra month, Rohini Nakhetra, Ashtami Tithi, and Jayanti Yoga, Wednesday. Krishna born in particular day, which day? Wednesday. Today is also? Today which day? Today is not Wednesday. Wednesday? Yes. So Wednesday. So it is just before 5,239 years. 5,239 years, exact calculation, Krishna appeared. And from womb of mother Devaki, also same time from mother of, womb of mother Jasoda. So they have the same astronomical calculation according same Rohini Nakhetra. It's called Krishna's Rasi is Rohini Brusa. Rohini Nakhetra Brusa Rasi. In that particular Rasi and Nakhetra, Sunny cannot look at to this particular Rasi. Those have this particular Rasi, Rohini Nakhetra and Brusa Rasi, that is the Rasi and Nakhetra of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Sunny, generally these people, they fear for Sunny. The bad influence of Sunny cannot do anything to that particular Rasi and Nakhetra. Anyhow, in this way, when this auspicious Jayanti Yoga came, this is very nicely described here. This time is short, I am just going fast. So anyhow, Krishna appeared to Mother Devaki and Vasudeva in Kamsa's jail. After giving birth, actually Mother Devaki little asleep. So Vasudeva was offering fast prayers. the child. Vasudev offered very nice prayers to the child, and he looked at child very carefully. The child was wearing yellow cloth, yellow garments, pitambara, having four hands and holding the conch disc, lotus and cloth, and in smiling face. He has hairs, he has a Kaustubha Mani garlands, different, very costly ornaments, the jewel ornaments were decorated in his body. And seeing the child, Vasudeva could understand, here is Lord Narayana, or Lord Vishnu is appeared, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is, then he performed very sweet prayers to the Lord. In the meantime, Devaki wake up, and Devaki also performed nice prayer to the Lord, but they are very fearful because of Vatsalya. They are thinking Lord as their child, and their duty is to take care of him. Mother Devaki requested the Lord, Lord, please hide this form of Narayana form, this Vishnu form. If my brother Kamsa could understand that you born from my womb in this form, then he will come. Maybe he is coming in the way now with sword. He will kill you. And he has already killed your six brothers before. Oh Lord, please take the form of ordinary child. Don't show this Vishnu form. So, because then Lord, seeing this anxiety of his mother and father, and that they are fearful for Kamsa, and he has also had to do pastimes in where? In Brajamandal, in Gokul. So he told Vasudeva, okay. Then he told their past lives, oh mother and father, actually you have no need to fear for Kamsa. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Not only in this time I appeared as your son, before also, previously, twice before also I appeared as your son. You have forgotten all these things. In Satya Yuga, during the reign of Swayambhu Manu, the first Manu, you were become Prusni. Krishna is addressing to Devaki. You are Prusni and your husband Vasudeva was Sutapa. So when you are Sutapa and Prusni as the Prajapati in heavenly planet, Lord Brahma ordered you to increase the Prajani. So following the instruction of Brahma, so you first decided to perform austerity, to purify your consciousness, to have a child. That is the process that even Prabhupada also been told in ISKCON. If you want to have a grahastha, if you want to procreate a child, then you have to chant. How many rounds? 50 rounds you have to chant every day, before desiring for a child. So similarly there is a Vasudev, this Sutapa and Prusni, they perform about 12,000 years in calculation of demigods, great austerity. They are just eating dry grasses and the leaves that was automatically falling from the tree. By eating those leaves and grasses, they are living. And because they performed great austerity, Tapa Dibyam, this is the transcendental austerity. So finally Lord Vishnu, pleased with their austerity, then he appeared in front of them. But that life, the Sutapa and Prusni, they desire to have a son like Lord Narayana or Vishnu. So Vishnu told, no one can become like me. I am Asama Urdha. In Gita it is told, Krishna is Asama Urdha. No one can equal to in this platform. No one can higher than him. So how can someone become equal, a son, and you want a son like me, that means I have to become your son. I have to appear your son. So in that Satya Yuga, and in that Swayambhu Manvantara, then Krishna told to Devaki, I appeared as your son, Prusni Garbha, first time. Then again, you same, Sutapa Prusni, appeared as the Kashyapa and Aditi. And I became again your son as Vamanadeva. And your 12th son, Aditya Ananga Hang Vishnu. Among all these sons of Aditi, I am Vishnu, Vamanadeva. So it will appear as your son Bhamanadat, and this is for third time. Now you are appear same Sutapapusni and Kasyapaditi as Vasudeva and Devaki, and now I appeared as your son Krishna. So you don't have to fear. I promise you three times I will become a child, so this is my third time, and this after this lifetime you will return back to Godhead. Krishna told them. So then Krishna told Vasudeva, okay, you are so much anxious about my protection, so now you can take me to Gokul. Telling these things, Krishna immediately just appeared as a small, as an ordinary human child, very soft body, and he appeared like ordinary child. It is mentioned by in Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami that when Vasudeva Devaki, they wanted Krishna to see as an ordinary child, then in the meantime the child was born to Yashoda and Nanda. That child was the original personality of Godhead, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the human form of body, and this is the original form of the Lord. That is Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, that Krishna re jataka khela tara madhye narangila naravapu tahara sarupa. Naravapu tahara sarupa, that means this human form is the original form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is this human-like form. He has two hands. That is Gopavesa Venukara Navakishwara Natavara Naralila Tahara Anurupa. Krishna is the original form, is Gopavesa. Swayang Rupe Gopavesa Ami Gopagyan. As the original personality of Krishna, he dressed himself as a coward boy. He has flute in his hand and is in youthful age, and is always like a dancer. He appeared like dancer. So he is an ordinary child, human child. So actually the original personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead, born to Mother Yashoda. One day, before Krishna appeared, one day when Mother, it was mentioned is month of Magha, and this Krishna Pakhya Pratipatithi, Mother Yashoda was messaging the feet of Nanda Maharaj taking rest. Then Mother Yashoda could see a very beautiful child having blackish color is covered by a young girl, a beautiful girl, that is Jogamaya Devi, just entered into the mind, the body of Nanda Maharaj, and from the body of Nanda Maharaj again entered to the body of Yashoda, just entered into Yashoda. Then from that day Yashoda became pregnant, and after 8 months Yashoda gave birth to, in the same day when the Krishna appeared in Krishna Kamsa's jail, in the same day Yashoda gave birth to two child, not one, one son and one daughter. Who born first, daughter or son? Son, because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam the in 10th canto, 5th chapter, 2nd verse, 9th verse, 10th canto, 4th chapter, 9th verse, Asrud Adrushyata Anuja Vishnu. He told Anuja Vishnu. Jogamaya is the Anuja Vishnu, Vishnu's younger sister, Anuja Vishnu. That's why Krishna's Anuja, his younger sister, was Jogamaya Devi. So there are many proofs that Krishna is son of our Gaudiya Acharya. They gave many proofs that Krishna is son of Yashoda also. Dwe Namni, even in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami is telling, Dwe Namni Nanda Bharjaya Yashoda Devaki Ticha. This, when you're telling, this Nanda Maharaj's wife's name is also, one name is also Devaki. His name is also Yashoda, one name of Yashoda is also Devaki. And when Krishna is Sukadeva Goswami is telling that when Jogamaya Devi just slipped from the hand of Kamsa, then Sukadeva Goswami is telling that who is that girl? Adrushyatan Anuja Vishnu. That girl is Anuja Vishnu, Vishnu. That means Krishna's younger sister. Unless she born from the womb with Krishna as his younger sister, how he could be sister of Lord Krishna. That's why he's telling also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur taking this verse, he's telling, it is proof that is Anuja Vishnu. Jogamaya is the younger sister of Krishna. That's why Mother Jasoda gave birth to two child, one son and one daughter. Nandastu Atmaja Utparne, in many other verses it's told Nandas Atmaja. Means this is born from the Nanda's body. His son of Nanda Maharaj. So in this way, Mother Jasoda also gave birth to two child, one son and one daughter. And Vasudeva, following the instruction of his to Lord Vishnu, he carried his child in a basket in his head, and that just when the following the order of Vishnu, he had started to just walking, then immediately the shackles on his feet, they all opened automatically. Just appeared in front of door, then door also appeared automatically, and they just opened automatically, all the locks they opened, all everything, just. These were all due to the arrangement of Jogamaya Devi. So like this, the seven gates, then he could come easily out of the jail's main gate. And by the arrangement of Jogamaya, all the residents of Mathura, they are in a deep sleep. Right? In sleep, there was raining. There was a thunder and raining everywhere. And even the street dogs, they were also asleep. No, there's no sound. Just raining, the sound of the rain is little. Just raining, the sound is coming. And Vasudev is just carrying his child. And so the Ananta says, seeing his master is going and now going to be, would be wetted by the rainfall. So he appeared from the backside, with 1,000 hoods, just as an umbrella to protect the small baby Krishna. So in this way, Vasudeva was just walking and walking from Kamsa's jail, just appeared to the shore of Jamuna, Jamuna bank. Then he entered this. Jamuna was overflowed. There's so many palms were just flowing. The stream is very heavy, heavy stream. But still, Vasudeva has faith that I can cross the Jamuna, because he saw the before how these jail doors are automatically opened. It is mentioned in Harivamsa Puran that actually in Mathura city, everyone was sleeping, but one person was remained awake. He was the father of Kamsa, Ugrasen, because Ugrasen was a devotee. He was a devotee, and he, Krishna has desired to give his darshan to him. So he was the only person awake. But Vasudeva, then Krishna gave him his darshan, and Ugrasen told how he was thinking to stop Vasudeva. But Vasudeva told, this is the order of the Lord, I am taking him. He told, Vasudeva, you are always truthful. How you are now going to cheat Kamsa? But Lord interfered. Lord convinced Ugrasen not to disclose the truth. So in this way, Ugrasen keep it secret. Otherwise, all other personality they are asleep. Even so in this way, Jamuna, when just Vasudeva entered the water of Jamuna, and he walked, but water was just going up, like here. Then he is thinking, what will happen now? He is just taking the child up, but the water also, because Jamuna wanted to touch the feet of Krishna. And Krishna, he is taking the child, keeping the child up, then Jamuna also going up. He just, after this, then he is thinking, oh, I can swim. So then, there is one particular gaon is called Kole. Then it's Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva saw that this is now helpless. I cannot protect this child. Then he shouted, Kole, Kole, someone take this child, protect this child. Just like shouted. That's why this particular village in the bank of Jamuna is still now, it is called Kole. Someone take this child. So, but Krishna, knowing the mind of Jamuna, immediately just put his feet down from the basket. So after the Jamuna touching the feet of Krishna, immediately get down. Just now Jamuna, this whole water just become, just come up to the wrist of water. Just feet can be within water. No water
both sides the water was just standing like wall. And in between, who is going? Vasudeva was walking. Very easily he crossed Jamuna to other side. And also Nanda Bhavan, he saw everyone was sleeping. The door is open. And Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda, all their servants, everyone was sleeping. So he entered the Gosala, finally he entered the Nanda Maharaj house, and saw that there two child there, one actually it is mentioned in Gopal Champu that when in Kamsa's jail, when Devaki and Vasudev, they requested the Lord Vishnu to have the form of a child, an ordinary child, human child, then actually that time Jogamaya brought that son of who? The son of Yasoda, and that Krishna, he appeared here. And the same child was taken by Vasudeva and put in Yasoda's lap, and he exchanged the Jogamaya Devi. But some commentator, they said, no, it is not possible because Krishna never leaves Braja. Brajendra Nandan never leaves Krishna. That is this philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Rupa Goswami. Krishna eka jadusam bhuta jastu brajendra nandana vrindavana paritejyam sokachit naiva gacchati. The son of Jadu dynasty, Krishna, and the son of Brajendra Nandan, Nanda Maharaj, they are not the same, Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami. Just to Brajendra Nandan, he is Brajendra Nandan Krishna, and he is Narayan, and he is original personality of Godhead. They are not the same, just to Brajendra Nandan. Who is Brajendra Nandan? Then he never leaves the boundary of Vrindavan. He remains always in Vrindavan. Just to Brajendra Nandana, Vrindavana paritejya paritejyam so kachit naiva gacchati. He never crossed the boundary of Vrindavan. He always remains in Vrindavan. Don't take him out. So that's why some commentator says that actually when Vasudeva took the child, the small child, to Nanda Bhavan and put the child in lap of Mother Yasoda, just side up in bed, and that time the original child was there. That is by Jogamaya's arrangement, Vasudeva could not see. But this 400, the child of Vasudeva marched into the body of the original child of Nanda Maharaj. Because they have to kill so many demons and so many pastimes they have to do. So killing the demons, that is not the work of Rajendra Nandan Krishna, Yasoda Nandan Krishna. Killing the demons, that is the work of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu killed the demons. So that's why supreme personality of Godhead is Rajendra Nandan Krishna. Even some newcomer can understand. One time, one German philosopher or some philosopher, he was making a research. In this Sanatana Dharma, this Hindu religion, there is that 33 crores of demigods. Who is this original personality? Who is the God? Actually, who is God and all others come from him? Then he was making research and seeing, he saw all the demigods having so many opens. Durga has 10 hands, so many opens. Even Narayan has 4 hands, many opens. He saw many demigods, everyone has some opens, something they are doing. Even he went to Lord Shiva, he saw there is Trishul and he is meditating someone. So he told he cannot be God. How he is meditating someone, then he is not God. Even Brahma, he saw Brahma is also chanting. He is also taking someone's name, chanting someone's names. So Lord Narayan, he is also open. Why is he open? He is the father of all the living beings. So why? Either he has fear from someone or he has to kill someone. Why he is open with him? In this way, by making research, finally he came to ISKCON temple and he saw whom? Radha Shyama Sundar. Or Radha Rasbihari. Then he declared, this is definitely the supreme personality of Godhead. He has only flute and he is enjoying. He is dancing. This is God. Who is the enjoyer? He is the supreme enjoyer. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he is going to speak. Okay. In this way, Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's philosophy is, there is no other name for the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna sabdara bahu artha namani, Shyama Sundara Yasodanandana dui matra jani. That is, Mahaprabhu told, I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. Krishna has only two meaning. One is Jasodanandan, another is Shyamasundar. He is the son of Mother Jasoda and beloved of Radharani. Radharani called Krishna as Shyamasundar. Eh? When Radharani called to Krishna, she called, "Oh, Shyamasundar." This name given by Radharani. And everyone knows Krishna is the darling son of, he is the dear son of Mother Jasoda. Jasodanandan, Shyamasundar. So that's why this pastime, this Brajananandana Krishna is the son of Mother Jasoda. He appeared only once in one day of Lord Brahma. The next Yuga circle is coming, that is this Kali Yuga will finish, then next Satya Dwapara Tretaya and Dwapara will come, then this Brajananandana Krishna is not going to appear. There is only this Vishnu will appear as son of Mother Devaki. But Jasoda and Nanda, they are the original father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. They are from Goloka. When Jasoda and Nanda they appear, the other personality, the heavenly planet, that in every yuga they also become Nanda, Jasoda. They are Drona and Dhara. They are also become the father and mother of Krishna in Gokul. They are Drona and Dhara, that heavenly planet. They are also Prajapati. They appeared in all Dwaparas, the parents of Krishna in Gokul. But in this particular Dwapara just previously has gone, that is the original personality of Godhead, who? The Jasodanandana Krishna, the Goloka Vihari, he appeared only once in one day of Brahma. And when this Krishna appeared, then the next Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Then the same Rajendra Nandan, he appeared as Gauranga and to distribute what? Krishna Prem to everywhere. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitum urnata ujjvala rasang so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipitam sada hudaya kandare me spuruta sachinandana. Rupa Goswami is writing this verse in his drama, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quoting in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then Krishna, then Gauranga appeared. That's why this previous Dwapara was very glorious, and the supreme, and this Kali Yuga is also very glorious. Particular Kali Yuga, we are also appeared in this Kali Yuga, taking part in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So in this way, now Krishna appeared in the same time as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, and also son of Nanda and Jasoda. Then Vasudeva took the Jogamaya and come back to his the Kamsa's jail, and he put the shackles as it was before. He just put it like that. Then he imprisoned himself. This is the story. So now we see there are two sets of father and mother of Krishna, Devaki and Vasudeva, and Nanda and Jasoda. So who is the original father of Krishna? Everyone is, in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, everyone we know that Krishna is the son of, just we chanted the prayer of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is telling, Jasomati Nandana. Jasovadi Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Gokul Aranjana Kanha. That is more sweet pastimes. Even Prabhupada wrote in that verse. And Bhagavad Gita Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru Mame Vaisyasi Satyankte Pratiyane Priyosime. This famous verse. In Parpat Prabhupada is telling, one is to meditate on that Krishna having peacock feather in his head, having flute in his hand, wearing a yellow garment with amber, who is a blackish boy wandering in forest of Vrindavan, who is known as also Gopinath, who dances with gopis. He is the worshipable lord of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He never have any open, like Sankha Chakra Galava, he never hold all these things. His only business is to herding cows as Gopal, and another name is also Gopinath. Like this, in Braja we see so many demons are killed, but who was killing all the demons? Vasudev Krishna. He came for that purpose. When all the demons were finished, they're killed, only Kamsa left in Mathura. Then the Vishnu has to go to Kamsa, to Mathura, to kill whom? To Kamsa. That's why Akrura came to take Krishna from Nandagram. And then the particular spot is called Akrur Ghat. It's not far from here, about 3-4 kilometers. And from that place, the Acharya says that even in Brajamandala Parikrama, see that from that spot, that Jasodanandana, that is the Brajanandana Krishna, he remains in Vrindavan. And the Vasudevanandana, he entered Mathura. He only entered Mathura. And when he separated from the body of Jasodanandana, he came to Mathura, then he developed desire of dressed himself opulently. He told, oh, I am nephew of Kamsa, I am son of Vasudeva, I am a Khatriya. Vasudeva Khatriya Vesa, I am a Khatriya Gyan. I am a prince, I must dress myself as a prince. So immediately he asked this washerman, give these clothes, these clothes are meant for Kamsa. I told, give this clothes, we want to wear these clothes. He gave up this mood from Vrindavan as a cowherd boy. Now he is thinking, I am a Khatriya prince. So in this way, just this washerman was not giving, so he just with one slap killed him. Finish him and just take all the clothes. And he now dressed himself as a prince. Then he marched forward. So in this way, today is the appearance day of Krishna. Now Krishna has two sets of father and mother, and they both have vatsalya, but the parenthood of Nanda and Jasoda, that is more glorious. They are more glorious. There is no jnana, there is no aisharya, opulence, there is no knowledge. Even when Krishna Balaram, they killed Kamsa, after killing Kamsa, they are going to meet their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. And Devaki, Vasudeva, they are standing like statue. Krishna Balaram, they are expecting that they will embrace us as our child, but they are remembering that this boy is who? They are Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are Krishna Balaram, they are Vishnu. So they cannot embrace, they are just standing like statue, thinking he is a god. But that is not the case of Mother Jasoda. Jasoda even holding the ear of Krishna will slap him. Even when he steals butter he will buy. Damodar Lila is coming in the Kartik month. This is Mother, Mother Jasoda. Even Krishna lifted Govardhan, everyone is telling your child is holding. Look, Jasoda. This child Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill. He is Narayan. Gargamani told you. Jasoda told, don't speak these things. My child is a small child. He did not even know how to eat. He is stealing butter from other's house. He speaks so many lies. I chastise him so much. I bind up. He cannot be God. Don't tell like this. My son cannot be God. He is not God. If you see this Nanda Maharaj or Nanda Baba also having a stick. He is also lifting over, and also other cowherd boys, Upananda and so many, they also putting their lift, they are holding Govardhan Hill. Mother Jasoda never accepted Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Krishna saw his opulence in Gokul. He was eating mud, and Mother Jasoda asked to open his mouth, because he was eating mud, and all small children, they complained, including Balaram also told, Mother Jasoda, mother, your child is drinking. No, sir, eating what? Your child is eating mud. The mother just ran to the spot and asked Krishna, you ate mud? He told, no. In the meantime, he just was swallowing all the mud inside. Then I did not eat any mud. The old children are telling, no, you gave me this sandesh, the sweetmeat to eat in this spot. I was eating the sweetmeats. And these boys, they are asking, give us. I told, no, my mother gave, I have to eat. I don't give you. So that's why falsely they are complaining. I do not eat any mud. So what has happened to your elder brother Balaram? He is also telling. No, Balaram, he was eating mud yesterday. And I told I have to complain to Rohini Mata. So that's why today he is falsely complaining against me. This Balaram is too much. He is always teaching me. He is telling this Nanda Maharaj is in fair complex, also Mother Jasoda is in fair complex. And how you become blackish? You are not son of Mother Jasoda. Like this, he is always teaching me. You don't believe them. Then Mother Jasoda told, okay, you open your mouth. Then he opened mouth. And Mother Jasoda saw all the planetary systems. All the planetary systems, the whole universe within the mouth of Krishna. Then he saw this earthly planet also. This Gokul also, he is seeing the same Jasoda and Krishna, everything he is seeing there. Now, but Jasoda never think that. This is the opulence of my son and he is God. He told, no, something happened. What happened to my son? He just bewildered. Told, maybe some bad influence upon my son. Some ill. Then he simply bathed Krishna with cow urine and the smashed cow dung on his body and called the brahmanas to do something. He went to worship Lord Chintaharan Mahadev, Lord Shiva, to make him free from all types of anxieties like that. His mother Jasoda could not believe that Krishna is God. He never believed. That is the pure love in Vatsalya, Mudo Vatsalya. So that's why in Gaudiya Vaishnava we believe that Krishna also appeared in Gokul, in Nanda Bhavan, as the son of Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj. So the Janmashtami Mahotsav, the general public, they think that Krishna's birthplace is in Mathura, the conscious jail, that is in Mathura, but Dhavar Gaudi Acharya, the infernas, that Krishna also appeared in Gokul. How these two mothers, Devaki and Jasoda, that is Gauravinda Swami Maharaj, sometimes they spoke a story, how to comparing the two, the affection, the motherly of this both Devaki and Jasoda. Because when Krishna appeared, Vasudeva was in jail, and in jail, he donated 10,000 cows. Who? Vasudeva. Because he was jail, then he was very happy when he was in jail. So in mind he was gave charity, 10,000 cows to the brahmanas. But practically he did not give anything. So afterward, when they went to Dwarka, and now Krishna became Dwarkadhish, and then one day Narad Muni appeared to Vasudeva. He told Vasudeva, your son took birth and went to Gokul. He did so many pastimes. He come back, he killed Kamsa, and he come stay in Mathura. He defeated Jarasandha so many times. Now and then finally he came to Dwarka. And now he became Dwarkadhish, he has now so many wives, Rukmani, all these things. But you forget in the very birthday, in Kamsa jail, you have donated 10,000 cows. So you never in practical, when you came out from jail, you should also give it in practical, this charity also. Apart from, you never did this. You must have some festival. Let some festival happen and you make a big jagya and offer cows and charity to others. So, getting advice from Narada Muni, Vasudeva decided, after consulting Krishna Balaram, they decided, okay, this jagya will be in Prabhas Khetra. There is in bank of Saraswati River. Saraswati River, place about 70 kilometers from Dwarka. They told, this place is very suitable place. So very wide place, all the demigods, all the munis, rishis, they can all get together here. So but then Narada Muni was appointed as the person who would go to invite all these peoples to go to the Indra, Chandra, Brahma, because Narada Muni can go everywhere. So they appointed him with the invitation, okay, we are organizing this jagya. This is will be famous Prabhas jagya. So you go and invite everyone. So he gave so many invitation letters, Narada Muni saw, but there is no invitation letter in name of who? Nanda Maharaj and Jashoda. There is no invitation addressing the name of Nanda Maharaj. She was surprised what happened. The mother of Kamsa, Padmavati, he told Narada Muni, you should not go to Gokul. See, when Narada Maharaj, there is no address about Nanda Maharaj. Well, don't go there. That's why we don't want you to go there. Don't invite the Brajavasis. Nanda and Jashoda and all their followers. We don't want to see their face. Don't invite them. So Narada Muni told, okay. Then he invited. He went to Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all the demigods, all the sages, seven, including Vyasadeva and Kratu, Pulaha, Pulastya, Atri, Angira, Vasishtha, Maricha, all the big sages. After inviting everyone in three worlds, finally he thought, let's see what is going on in Gokul. He was very tired and he came also. See, Jamuna water is very cluster clean, clear water. So he came down and take a nice bath in Jamuna. Then he feel hungry. I told her, it is better to go take some Brajavasi prasad. In Nanda Bhavan, you will get nice roti, makhan and all sweets. So he appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house. Seeing Narada Muni, Nanda and Jashoda become very happy. Though there many days they did not cook because of separation from Krishna. They were always in mood of separation from Krishna. They are very unhappy. But seeing Narada Muni still, they become happy. And Mother Jashoda started preparing some nice rotis and some sabjis, some sweets for Narada Muni. Then they feed Narada Muni nicely. And after eating, Narada Muni become very now happy. Then they gave a bed, nice bed for Narada Muni to take rest. Narada Muni just after taking little rest, he told. And then Mother Jashoda and Nanda there asked that Nanda Maharaj was just messaging his feet of Narada Muni. Then very sweetly Mother Jashoda asked to Narada Muni, you are traveling in three worlds. Did you have message about our Kanhaiya? Where is our Kanhaiya? What he is doing? Can you give some message about our Kanhaiya? Narada Muni told, your Kanhaiya is performing such a huge yajna, big yajna in where? Pravaskatra. There is so many sages, demigods there, everyone is coming to that yajna. And Vasudeva Devaki, they gave me this invitation letters to distribute everywhere. I distributed everywhere, to demigods, to the sages, to all, everyone. Then, but I saw there is no invitation card in your name. I am just come in my own, because I am tired, I have to take bath and take some prasad in your home. But there is no invitation letter on your. I was surprising. What is this? Krishna is your son? Mother Jashoda started crying. Told, what are you telling Narada Muni? Krishna is my son. Kanhaiya is my son. Why you are asking like this? He started crying. Then he told, then how there is no invitation letter on your name? So Mother Jashoda is very simple-minded lady. She started crying. But Nanda Maharaj pacified Mother Jashoda. Why are you crying? You don't know he is our son. How can son invite his father? This is the festival organized by our son. So as a parents, his father and mother, this is our duty. Voluntarily we should go and help him in his festival. So Nanda Maharaj immediately, then Mother Jashoda pacified Narada Muni, just left the place. He told, oh, what type of mood they have. Even without invitation, they are now ready to go there. Nanda Maharaj asked all the coward men and women, get ready. Now we are going too far to Dwaraka near Prabhaskatra. There is big yajna. Krishna is organizing. We have to go. He needs so many ghees there. In yajna, what is the first need? Ghee. So take pure ghees, whatever ghee in your home, take in a big quantity. Then we have to go to yajna and take some sweets also, pure milk products and some ghee. Then we go. Then all the Brajavasis in thousands in number. In line, they started walking from Nandagram. Then they went to where? They went to Prabhasakhetra near Dwaraka. But there, when Narada Muni reached in Dwaraka, then he informed that all the Brajavasis are coming. I went there, then the mother of Kamsa started chastising Narada Muni. What you did? Why you went there? I told you not to go there. Why you went there? He told, what can I do? I just, in course of my traveling, I have become tired, so I look there, very nice, clean water of Jamuna, so I take a bath and I feel hungry. I just went to take some prasad. Some other, they told, you did all this nonsense. This is, why you inform them? He told, I inform. But there is no invitation, but still they are coming. They told they are coming. So hearing this, they become very anxiety. Who? Kamsa's mother. Told, okay. Devaki told, don't worry. We can put nice security, strict security. Jagya is going on, then you keep, put a nice big security. So the Brajavasis should be stopped in the main gate, not allowing coming inside. But still Kamsa's mother could not, Padmavati could not tolerate. She came herself personally to stand in the main gate, waiting when this Yashoda is coming and chastise him, telling harsh words, then she will return. Then all the Brajavasis walking, and in front Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba is walking. And just reaching the main gate, seeing Nanda and Yashoda in front of procession, the mother of Kamsa, Padmavati, started chastising. You rascal lady, come here. Get out from here. Started shouting, screaming his body. Why you came here? Due to some misfortune, our son, our little boy Krishna, went to Gokul for some time, and for a little makhan, you beat him. You bind him in a grinder. So you behave Baba Krishna like anything. You send him naked feet. He walked in forest. He is a king's son, he is a prince, and you send him in forest for hunting cows. You did so much nonsense, so much torture to Baba Krishna. Get out from here. We don't want your face. Like this, she started shouting, and Mother Yashoda could not tell anything. Started crying. The tears flowing from eyes of Mother Yashoda, like anything. Nanda Maharaj also crying. All the Brajavasis, what they don't know what to do. Everyone is now anxiety. But meantime, Yashoda, Devaki appeared. Okay, Devaki told, okay, they have some friendship with Yashoda. Devaki told, no, don't, it's too much. Let's stop. They came here. And Rohini also came. Hearing all these things, Rohini came, cannot tell, see this words, Mother Yashoda, I was there, in their home, and how they treated us, I know. It is very, very, what? It is wrong to speak such harsh words to Mother Yashoda. In this way, now Rohini pacified everyone, and there Narad Muni became editor. Okay, they came from such a long distance. At least once they can see their Krishna and return back. So Devaki and Rohini, they told, yes, this is good. At least Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they should see their son, Krishna, at least once. It must be allowed. So now Krishna Balaram, they are sitting in Jagya, they are doing swaha, then who will go to call? Whom? Krishna Balaram, it is not auspicious to call them in this time. Padmavati did not want these people also wait here. So what to do now? He did not want to enter them to get inside the gate. So Narada Muni told, yes, there is some way. Even something is inauspicious, but if mother calls her son, that is considered auspicious. So there are two mothers, Devaki and who? Yashoda. So let these mothers call their son. Krishna, then Krishna will come. Definitely mother call, then that is not inauspicious. So hearing the call of their mother, they could come to this spot, to this gate, then the Brajavasis, Mother Yashoda and Nanda, can they have darshan of Krishna, then they may be go back or whatever they do. So everyone agreed with this proposal. So who will call first? Then told first, give chance to Devaki to call. Then Devaki started calling. Krishna, 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 Krishna. They started calling hours and hours, our throat. Now, what? Choked. There no voice anymore. She just sit down. So I called so many hours and Krishna is not coming. I cannot call. Told, okay, Narada Muni told, okay, next mother is there. Give chance. Then now Mother Yashoda's turn came. And Mother Yashoda started calling. Kanhaiya! Just one calling. Krishna started looking around. He was sitting. just holding some grains in his hand, but the grains just fall down, then he's just looking around. From which side the sound is coming? This is the sound from my mother Jasoda, just looking. The next time that mother Jasoda started calling, Kanaya! Krishna, just stand up. Third time mother Jasoda started calling. But when mother Jasoda was calling, tears are flowing from his eyes. Also, milk is flowing from her breast, out of vatsalya, out of parental love. She is completely, her body was just streaming out of love for Kanhaiya. Third time mother just shouting, Kanhaiya! Immediately Krishna ran from the Jagya's place and came in lap of mother Jasoda. This is the love, difference between the love of Devaki and love of mother Jasoda. Jasoda's love is so, so strong, so attractive for Krishna. This is pure love. After killing Krishna, when Krishna Balaram just entered Lang Vasudeva and Devaki's house, the palace, and that light night some or other they spent this Nandini Vasudeva's house. And next morning the breakfast time came. Then Devaki came and there is nice dining table, has golden plates and golden cups, and there are so many things, rabidis and the rasagullas, rasmalais, and so many rajbhogs, about 20-25 varieties of different sweets, and there are golden spoons there, plates and spoons. Then mother Devaki called, Krishna Balaram, please come, your breakfast is ready, sit down, this is your place Krishna, and this is your place Balaram, sit on your chair and take your breakfast. Then she left. That is Aisharjya mood, it's all opulence. But when mother Devaki left, then there is, everything is there, prasadam is ready there, but when they take prasadam, their spoon was just fall down from their hand, just Krishna was looking to Krishna, Krishna is looking to Balaram and Balaram looking to Krishna. Just immediately tears started flowing from their eyes. Why? Because they are thinking about mother Jasoda. In Gokul, how mother Jasoda was feeding them. How mother Jasoda was feeding them. Taking Krishna in his own lap, sitting on the side, speaking so many soft words, sweet words. Please take, come here, eat this. This is very nice, nice sweet. Take it. Sometimes in your own hand, she feeds to Krishna. When Krishna was baby, Jasoda, mother Jasoda take carry Krishna and show him, look, this is moon. Sometimes he to fear Krishna, tell, oh, Krishna eat, otherwise the haru will come, the goat will come. In Nandagam you will see there is a harukund. Harukund. One time mother Jasoda was feeding Krishna. Krishna was not, just mismanaged that he had there. Then they told her, Krishna, you will not attentive, not taking your breakfast nicely. Take, otherwise the haru will come, the goat will come. Then Krishna told, okay, mother, what is ghost? I want to see ghost. I want to see Havu. Yes, after I seeing Havu, then after seeing ghost, then I'll eat. Now mother Jasoda has problem. Mother told, I just told falsely. No, false. You told, so there must be some ghost somewhere. Actually, mother Jasoda is planning to hear Krishna, but by Krishna arrangement, actually the ghosts appear. Demon, and now mother Jasoda become fearful. So there is Harukun, Nandagram. So in this way we can see, though Krishna has two mothers and two fathers, there is a, time is very short, I am just finish here. So we can see who is the original father and mother of Krishna. Nanda and Jasoda. That the original father of Krishna, no sadhaka can become by sadhana, and Nanda and Jasoda. There is eternal father and mother from Goloka Vrindavan. Some sadhakas by tapasya like Sutapa Prasni, they can become like, in some dhaparas they may appear like Vasudeva and Devaki, but it is not possible to become Nanda and Jasoda. Okay? Hare Krishna. जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय